Welcome back to This Week. Now, the Special Olympics were officially opened in Berlin last night. Athletes from 187 nations are taking part in the Games, with Ireland's 73-strong team competing in a range of sports, including athletics, badminton, basketball, boccia, bowling, equestrian, football, golf, gymnastics, kayaking, swimming and table tennis. A huge range of sports. And we'll hear more detail about that shortly from Marketing and Communications Manager with Special Olympics Ireland, Annalena Morris. But first, Irish badminton player Colin Monaghan is taking part. He and his parents, Pat and Breed, they've been speaking with our reporter in Berlin, Paul O'Flynn.
And it's my second World Games in 8 years. I'm doing badminton in World Games. I joined the opening ceremony last night in the Olympic Park in Berlin. I trained very hard the last five months, and it was great. In UCD for 5 months. And I trained in Carrigline as well, and Eric O'Govins and Mahon in Cork.
It's very special, and it's just, we're so proud of him, and we're so proud of Team Ireland. So thankful to his coaches, all the volunteers, all the people that have put so much into today and for the rest of the week.
Training sessions he got and coaching from a number of different people.
Yes, he got coaching from so many different people, and we're just so thankful to everyone.
Colin Monaghan there, who's representing Ireland at the Special Olympics in Berlin, along with his parents, Pat and Breed. Annalena Morris, Marketing and Communications Manager with Special Olympics Ireland, joins us from Berlin in Germany. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. We just heard from Colin Monaghan there and his parents. And it's very clear, Annalena, this means so much to those taking part and also their families.
Oh, absolutely. For some athletes, this is the first time they've ever been away from home. They've ever been out of the country. We've had people, we heard actually another badminton player, Claire, her mother didn't have a passport until last year, and she heard Claire got chosen to represent Ireland, and she was like, look, if there's ever a time I'm going to apply for a passport, it's to get on a plane to Berlin and support Claire.
Now let's talk brass tacks here. We've a 73 strong team, we've 12 different sports we're taking part in, so presumably we're hopeful of a decent return on the medal front.
Exactly. We had a decent medal haul now in Abu Dhabi 4 years ago for the last World Games. We hope to see it again. We're in divisioning at the moment, so no medals now for a few days. It's all about getting the monkey off your back, getting to play, getting the feel for the arenas, you know, getting used to the crowds all cheering your name. And then we'll get down to the serious stuff later in the week and hopefully a few medals to send back home.
And unlike a lot of other big sporting events that would have a lot of commercial backers and structures in place, a lot of what happens with the Special Olympics is driven by a huge team of volunteers and their support that presumably makes it all possible.
Absolutely. We've over 60 volunteers from Ireland alone who travelled over to support the team. Some of them volunteered directly with the Berlin Organising Committee. Some are media volunteers here. I was part of Team Ireland. There's just a sea of green everywhere. You can't go anywhere without someone shouting up Ireland or giving you an ole ole. We're everywhere. It's wonderful to see.
Fantastic stuff. Well, listen, Annalena Morris from Special Olympics Ireland, very best of luck to everyone here, from everyone here in Ireland, to the 73 strong team taking part in Berlin. And presumably then you'll have to pay for a bit of excess baggage on the flight home to carry all the way to those medals. So very best of luck with it all.